We're looking at DOD's Information Assurance Technical Analysis Center contract. This is currently a Booz Allen Hamilton contract to operate the what I'll call the IATAC. So that center is actually housed within one of the DOD offices called the Defense Technical Information Center, DTIC. And Booz Allen Hamilton has had this contract for about the last 10 years. And so far, as of the last reporting, we've had about $1.17 billion so far through this Information Assurance Center.
The types of services we're looking for in this contract include what?
Well, this is actually the operations of the entire center. So everything from facilitating the use of information assurance technology, the scientific and technical information associated with design, development, testing, and evaluation for IT and IA services across DOD and the military systems. So they really look to this center as a repository for best and brightest ideas in information assurance, different technologies, systems that the IA community is looking to, and as well as like the testing end to find out, you know, what's working, what's not working, if there's a new development, you know, has the IATAC reviewed it, gone through it. And so it's really kind of something that involves both the operation and maintenance of an actual information center and also some of the system requirements to get all that information readily available and out the door to those who need it within DOD as well.
Now, have we seen any kind of RFI, draft RFPs? Has anything come out around this yet?
The DTIC, that Defense Technical Information Center, has done a series of market research around their entire process associated with information analysis centers. So this Information Assurance Center is one of 10, and they've done some research generally looking into the 10 different information analysis centers that exist. So there has been, in 2008, twice, they've gone out with an RFI, collected responses, and used that to kind of educate their procurement strategy around what they want to do with this. So we don't have a final procurement strategy yet for the Information Assurance Center. However, they are moving forward, and we expect 10 different contracts for these 10 different core areas. The one we're looking at today, obviously, information assurance. So some market research has been done broadly. However, we're still several months, if not 6 or 7 months away from a solicitation for information assurance.
Now, each of these centers will focus on different things. So this contract, obviously, as you mentioned, we're talking about information assurance. What are some of those other centers? What do they focus on?
We've seen, like you just mentioned, the Information Assurance Center. There's also one for military sensing information, chemical propulsion, homeland defense, defense systems, weapons centers. So there really is a wide range of information analysis that DOD uses, obviously. And this specific one focuses in, as we've said, on information assurance. And you can actually win one of the information analysis center contracts, and there will be single award for all of these contracts, as is now the plan. Like I said, subject to change, but currently they want to award a single award for all the centers, the repositories, and those functions. And then there's also another component to this, which is a multiple award IDIQ piece, and those are moving forward. You could actually win the single award, which we're talking about today, or one of the multiple awards for a much broader technical area, and there's three of those. So I know this is getting kind of confusing, but it's easy to think about these as the actual centers, the operation of 10 different information centers, or the broader work of the tasks that kind of evolve organically out of the requirements of DOD and the military services for broader areas like modeling, simulation, software networks, and things like that.
We'll have to visit that another time because that seems like, as you said, it gets a little more confusing. We want to stick to the Information Assurance Center. We know that Booz Allen Hamilton's the incumbent. You mentioned that earlier. We know that DOD spent about $1.1, almost $1.2 billion. Can you talk a little bit about what are some other potential vendors who would be interested in this?
One of the things that's interesting about this contract is, like I said, Booz Allen Hamilton's had it for about 10 years. But what we're hearing is that Air Combat Command, which is the procurement office within the Air Force that's kind of helping DOD with all of these contracts, has been looking at this as a potential small business contract. so it's not, we're not sure now if this will be full and open or a small business set aside. This is one of the interesting things about the procurement strategy. It hasn't been finalized. So we've heard they'd like to go small business award with many of these 10 information center contracts, this recompete of this Booz Allen contract being one of them. But at the same time, a company like Booz Allen, obviously one of the larger vendors, has the past performance. So it'll be interesting to see as that's finalized. One of the reasons we wanted to talk about it today, it gives vendors a head start on trying to get in there and look at some of the market research that's taken place, look at some of the work that Booz Allen Hamilton has done, and help the Air Force decide if this is a small business requirement or if it's a large business requirement or how that procurement strategy is going to take shape. So we would think the type of vendor you'd be looking for in this type of work is someone who has the subject matter experts that can go out there and develop and gather a lot of information on information assurance, populate this center, which is with as much knowledge as possible, and also the background and the technical ability to house the center and the systems which are required to access all of the information on an ongoing basis for all the DoD and military personnel that may need it.